Hello, I'm Les Cowie of Les Cowie Consulting, and thank you for joining this podcast series, which I'm directing at supervisors, managers, and executives of organizations who really care about helping new job entrants be seen to be successful quickly in their jobs. I hope in the process of spending time with me in these chats that you will find ways to help your employees without increasing your costs, and maybe even reducing costs, increasing customer satisfaction, increasing employee satisfaction and loyalty, and contributing to the bottom line. So let me start by asking a few questions. Does your organization really wish to improve customer service? I know that sounds like a stupid question, but are you really focused on doing whatever it takes to get employees to love customers, to love the people they deal with, and really to enhance customer service? Second question is, do you wish to enhance employee interaction and loyalty? And in fact, do you wish to reduce costs and optimize profit margins? I know these seem like really trite questions, but I would ask you to think about them, because quite often one assumes that you're doing the things and putting them in place and overlook that there is more that you can do with employees, especially new employees joining your organization. So I ask you then, is your organization trying to contain the costs of job training? Talent development departments grow quickly and cost a lot of money and are limited in the extent to which they can get to training all of the occupations in your organization. Does it take a lot of time to research a job and capture the relevant job content on which to base a specific training program for a specific job? Well, if you're interested in reading about an approach that will distribute the capture of job content over a broader base and optimize content for job training at a minimal cost, then you're in the right place. And I really hope that these podcasts will bring benefit to you and your organization. So please listen on. There are 7 steps your corporation can apply with optimum success. Let's first look at the challenges your talent development team faces. I really believe that in every organization, whether it's a small or large corporation, management is sincere about providing the most impactful training possible, at least for selected critical jobs. As most human resources and talent development departments know, it's not easy. It takes a lot of time to get to all of the jobs in the organization and provide specific job training. So many talent development departments go generic and provide broad, non-specific training. Typically, there are many jobs in an organization. The average talent developer cannot convert all of these into training programs in the time available. Most talent developers can research, analyze, and capture all the relevant job content for 2 to maybe 4 jobs a year. It may only be possible to convert this content into 2 deliverable training programs a year for specific jobs. If video instructional programs on a secure in-company website will be one of the delivery mechanisms for job training, then one may only be able to complete 1 such class a year. It all depends on the number of resources and the budget assigned to each development project. Even a large talent development team in a large organization can only research and develop a very limited number of jobs per year. To convert the job content into an effective web-delivered class may take just as much time. The long end of the straw is the time it takes for a talent developer who does not know the occupation to research and capture all the relevant content needed to bring new employees quickly up to productive levels of operation. Then, to convert the job content into an effective web-delivered class may take just as much or more time. Because of these cycle times, even a large talent development team is limited to the number of jobs that they can research and turn into successful training classes each year. Now, corporate management, although customer and employee focused, can only invest a percentage of your cash flow into employee benefits and training. Seldom does a management team expand the number of occupation researchers beyond the budget allocated. Using most current conventional methods, the cost of increasing the depth of their corporate training program is prohibitive. Small and medium companies are even more limited in the amount they can invest in occupation research, training, development, and delivery. Ultimately, companies believe that they can never provide relevant job training for all jobs in their organization. The challenge becomes, of all the jobs currently in the company, where must one start? Which jobs have the most impact on customer satisfaction and company profitability? How many jobs can the company afford to research, capture the content, and then develop an effective training package delivered at an economic cost? Well, let's have a look at a page from the past. In the 1960s, most computer processing was mainframe-based. This was expensive and limiting for business, government, and education processing. Then came the era of distributed processing, when companies converted to the client-server model. Soon, almost every employee had their own desktop computer with network connection to a powerful server that ultimately may have been connected to a mainframe computer. Information processing spread to the individual employee. These days, we enjoy information delivery and information processing using handheld devices. Now, the biggest problem in the training environment is having sufficient, relevant job content to teach. In my book, New Job Fast Start, 7 Steps to be Seen Mastering Your New Job Quickly, you will see how the application of a simple 7-step approach spreads the function of capturing job content to the people in and around a specific occupation. As you go through the book, you will see that the 7-step approach applies to any job, even that of a chief executive officer. With what I call distributed content development, an organization incentivizes its employees, especially job entrants, to research a job and capture the relevant content in order to learn the job quickly. A corporation that implements the 7-step approach rapidly generates the content for multiple jobs simultaneously, depending on the number of employees you have applying the 7-step approach. This, then, provides the content that talent development teams can convert into effective training packages, often with drastic reduction in time and costs. It delivers significant improvements to employee and company performance. So then, I'd like to offer you a page from the future. Using the 7-step approach, corporations rapidly produce training content that improves customer service and enhances employee loyalty and satisfaction. This book aims to show companies how the 7 steps can be applied to every job in the corporation and how job research and training development can be done effectively, quickly, and economically. The 7 Steps book for corporations is an in-company mentor edition. The 7 steps outline how organizations with the right management commitment can 1. Energize in-company talent development teams with very limited increased budget. 2. Establish a distributed content development project plan to capture the job content of at least those jobs deemed critical and ultimately all corporate jobs. 3. Appoint and train on-the-job mentors to implement the Distributed Content Development Project Plan. 4. View the free 7-step podcasts provided by my 7-step team. 5. Use the free 7-steps documents and processes. 6. Require each new employee or assigned job specialist to read the book, New Job Fast Start, 7 Steps to be Seen Mastering Your New Job Quickly, and then implement the Distributed Content Development Project Plan with the content from multiple jobs all captured simultaneously at no increase in current payroll costs. Ultimately, your organization will be able to establish a digital job library to be used by talent developers for packaging training content for a specific job, and then by employees for personal reference and growth. If this is something that you would like to explore with your organization, let me assure you that Les Cowie Consulting is here to be of help to you and to direct you in how to do this effectively and economically. So I hope you will join me on a few more podcasts outlining how your organization can make life better, especially for new job entrants, but for all employees, supervisors, and managers in your organization. I look forward to our next chat. In the meantime, you may head over to www.lescowie and encourage some of your people to explore the free information available on that site.